You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
Well, the days are short, but they sure have been sunny lately. As predicted, we're having quite a dry spell thanks to that monster ridge that we heard about last week, and it's going to continue. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about some of the other aspects of this high-pressure system, like the fog and black ice that comes with it, in just a bit. First, Cliff, what's in the forecast? More of the same?
That's right, Bellamy. We have this high pressure that's over us now. One way or the other, it's going to continue at least the next week. So I expect no precipitation, no storms, no nothing for the next week. But we do have a few issues, and we're seeing one of the issues this morning, and that's black ice. The offshore flow weakened a little bit. Fog became much more persistent overnight. And so between fog, which has water in it, and the surface cooling down into the clear skies, we have a lot of ice around the area. Some of the ice is from frost. Some of it is from fog going over cold roadways. But it is pretty icy out there, so people have to be extremely careful. Now, as we get into the weekend, the situation's not going to change very much. No rain, probably some low clouds and fog in the morning, burning out most days. Temperatures getting up to around 50. So, you know, pretty big range of temperature, getting down to around freezing overnight and then 50, 55 during the afternoon. So, you know, pretty nice temperature range, but it's not going to change. And this is going to be an extraordinarily persistent pattern. I don't see any changes, at least through next weekend.
Interesting. And again, this sunshine that we get in the afternoons comes with this sort of evil twin of fog and ice in the mornings. Why do we get so much of that?
Well, I mean, the key thing is that when you have high pressure over us, we have good radiational cooling to space. So the surface and the ground, the buildings are able to radiate infrared energy into space very effectively. There's no clouds to block it. So the surface gets colder and colder. On the other hand, with high pressure overhead, we're actually warming aloft. So high pressure brings warmer air aloft. There's sinking air with high pressure. And when air sinks, it tends to warm because as air goes to higher pressure, it tends to get compressed and gets warmed up. So it's unbelievably warm above us. The freezing level, the level in which the temperature drops below freezing, now is above 10,000 feet. So we have warm air aloft, cold air below because the Earth's radiating to space, and that creates a super temperature inversion where temperature warms with height. So this morning, for instance, the temperatures increased on the order of 20 degrees Fahrenheit in the lowest few thousand feet. So you just climb up a Tiger Mountain or some kind of moderate hill around here, and it's immeasurably warmer as you get to the top. So that's what we're dealing with, and that's a situation that's going to persist. One thing I should say, this is also not very good for air quality. Air quality is already starting to decline because inversions act like barriers to mixing pollutants up into the atmosphere. And so slowly but surely, the air quality will decline as we go into the week.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, is there also a connection between our weather and the winds in California that is making these fires so bad?
There's a direct connection. Down in California, they're getting what's called the Santa Ana. That's offshore flow that's descending the coast of the mountains. It's very fast flow, and as it sinks, it gets warmer and drier. That is all connected with the high pressure along the West Coast. So we have this high pressure area that is built in aloft right along the coast, and the surface part of this high pressure tends to tilt a little bit to the east. So we have higher pressure to the east of us. There's higher pressure to the east of the Los Angeles area. And so just like here, we're getting easterly flow descending the Cascades. They're getting easterly flow descending the mountains surrounding Los Angeles and that area. And so we have some gusty winds up in our passes. They have some gusty winds, even stronger winds down in California that are descending down. Same origin. High pressure is causing both of these to happen.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
K.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where mountains have feelings.
My people, the Lemmies, cast Rainier as the jealous wife of Mount Baker. And often on a clear day or a clear night, the mountain dresses in sparkling white and looks longing at Baker.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.